The rushing sound of cars barely distracted this determined and excited six-year-old. I held my mother's hand as we walked through the parking lot of the town Petco, straining ever so much closer to victory. I had finally managed to convince my parents to get me a pet, albeit a small one. My mom conceded to what I thought was the product of my sheer determination. As we drew closer at an agonizingly slow pace, the sounds of the animals in the store gradually became louder as we approached the entrance. I gaped, amazed at the sheer cacophony of sound. Parakeets squawking, dogs barking, and rodents gnawing in some ostensibly coordinated effort to chase customers away. Similarly, the smell of dog food and bedding detracted from any illusion of cleanliness. Of course, the smell could not deter me as I curiously inspected each type of animal, despite my awareness of the agreement with my parents to take home only a mouse. I had lobbied for a slightly more exotic hedgehog. After I let go of my mother, she followed incrementally behind me, smiling with her entire countenance. There she stood, directing all of her attention and affection towards me, only continuing to fuel my enthusiasm. It was as if I was some sort of energy that she, the engineer, had calculated how to harness so that each and every bit was utilized to optimize efficiency. I made my way over to the east side of the store, to the rodent section, and once again questioned why I could not have a hedgehog, my original choice. As my mother responded, the radiant countenance disappeared from my vision. I realized now that it was simply a clouding of my eyes rather than the clouding of her outward vigor. It was my simple-minded desire to obtain an expensive and high-maintenance pet. Her words of reply clouded my thoughts in disarray, attacked by blades of misunderstanding and negativity. My mind screamed, "She just doesn't want you to have a hedgehog." Logic drowned in that dark abyss of obstinate desire. In reality, she was not only speaking against my getting a hedgehog in light of the expense, but also in light of my inability to maintain such a pet. A hedgehog requires constant attention, and that is something she was unable to give on my behalf. I sulked off to the corner where the mice, rats, and hamsters lived, and I peered into the small cage where 20-some baby mice ran over each other in a dizzied frenzy with no apparent purpose. I regained my enthusiasm as I realized the fascinating nature of each and every tiny creature. Those cute little furballs intrigued me as they seemed smaller than any other furry animal I had ever seen. I made up my mind that I would stick to the plan and satisfy myself with one of these remarkable creatures. My mother called an attendant over to grab a mouse for us and place it in a temporary cardboard holding box. I could see that she was glad not only that I had chosen the easier pet to maintain, but also because I was still happy to get an animal. Of course, my mother knew, if I was not happy to get an animal, there would be no reason for her to get me an animal in the first place. I carefully held the box with my new black mouse, affectionately dubbed Mimi. Soon, we made it back to our house, and my mother set up the new cage with bedding and a snack of lettuce and grapes as I kept watch. Days turned into weeks, and I became accustomed to having my mother clean the cage, scrub the bathtub, and prepare the bedding and food within the newly cleaned cage. Back then, I really didn't realize that the only reason my mother did all the slave work for my pet was for me and me alone. The pet was a stake in my happiness, and though it was essentially just an animal, she took care of its needs to keep my heart filled with what something you might call transitive love. She took care of what I loved because she loved me. She did that for 2 years until the departure of my beloved Mimi. Now I realize that despite losing a pet, I preserved the most important relationship that was conveniently concealed before my eyes, the connection I had with my mother.